Hey Gratitude Seeker, are you focused on problems or are you focused on solutions? In life, problems are inevitable. What we do about them is where our power lies and where we can make a huge difference in our life. And today we will explore one question that will help us find hope, solutions, perspective, and the realization of our dreams. Did you know that we think about 50,000 thoughts per day? That's about 2,000 thoughts per hour. Many of these thoughts are questions that we ask ourselves or conclusions that we get to after different kinds of experiences. But much of that inner chatter is pretty random. And according to studies in this field, most of it is negative. When it comes to the questions that we ask ourselves, they are mostly what we've heard other people ask themselves, what we've heard in movies, in our family, what we heard our friends ask. And a lot of our personal relationships tend to revolve around complaining and around hearing each other out in difficult situations. And one question that you might be asking yourself consciously or unconsciously is, why can't I? Why can't I be more successful? Why can't I be more good looking, more thin? Why can't I have that car? Why can't I have that house or that spouse? This question might have also risen in our early days of childhood when we wanted different things and we couldn't understand why we couldn't have that particular thing, that particular candy or toy. But this question leads to hopelessness, to feeling that we don't deserve, and even to envy. We look at the people that have what we want, and in that feeling of hopelessness, we envy them. We think that they have something that we don't have, and we resent them for that. But the interesting part is that by doing that, we just keep pushing that particular thing that we want away from us. Fortunately, there is one question that can help us with it. I learned about it in Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it was the question that the rich dad taught Robert, and it made a huge difference in his whole life. So this question is, how can I? How can I be more successful? How can I be more good looking or more thin? How can I have that car? How can I have that house? How can I have a more fulfilling relationship? How can I get to where I want to be? The first question, why can't I, leads your brain on a path that actually responds to that question. And you can go on and on in that vicious circle. When you ask yourself, for instance, why can't I have more money? You can start by stating all of the reasons why you can't do that. And of course, those make you feel bad and then worse, and you give away all of your power and all of your energy. But when you ask yourself, how can I make more money? Your brain goes into a different kind of direction. It connects the dots. It looks for solutions. It empowers you. It gives you hope. So my recommendation is that every time that you catch yourself asking yourself anything that has to do with why can't I, rephrase that to how can I. Of course, an important part of actually achieving that particular thing that you want is gratitude. And gratitude can help you add the feeling to the question. For instance, how can I make more money and enjoy the process? Or how can I bring more gratitude in my relationship? And like you heard in the interview that I did with Mae McCarthy, the successful multimillionaire from episode 82, it's important to visualize and to feel grateful for what you want as you would if you already had it. So a first step after focusing on the solution instead of the problem is to define what you want with gratitude. Because like she said, if we focus on the feeling of wanting, we already have that particular feeling and we will continue to want things instead of to achieve them. But if we focus on the grateful feeling of achieving them, we bring them closer and closer to us. So what I want you to do right now is to remember the last time you said, "Why can't I?" Or remember one area in your life where you ask yourself this question. And then take the steps to refocus on the solution and on actually achieving it with gratitude. Do it now. Don't wait, because this is your moment. This is the time to make your life more enjoyable and more fulfilled. Thanks so much for listening. Let other people know about the podcast, about this episode if you liked it, and if you think that someone in particular would benefit from it. Make sure you do this exercise, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.